Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where everything related to Amazon FBA product level and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring you two special guests. Their name is Scott and Duane, both from Shopper Approved, which is one of those solutions out there that makes sure you build the reputation that the brand needs to be scalable. We know we as e-commerce sellers, we always struggle to, you know, we find the product, we create the brand, but then we struggle to really create that trust on the brand, which comes out of, you know, the ratings, the feedback, and that having a feeling from consumers to say, you know what, I trust the brand, and everybody start going crazy and then shopping. And that's how you create a momentum in a specific niche. And that's why I wanted to bring both of them today, because they also have made an incredible book around this specific topic that breaks down how you can actually build the reputation. In fact, the name speaks by itself of the book, Reputation King, which I love. But yeah, it's a pleasure, both of you, Scott and Duane. Thank you so much for being on the show. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. We're excited to be here, Vincenzo.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And I'm sure we're going to have a very insightful conversation because, as I said, this is a topic I get every single day. People ask me, hey, Vincenzo, how I create, you know, a reputation around my brand. I really want people to trust the quality I can bring to their life in the shape of a service and the shape of a product. And that's what I want to dissect in depth today. Before we go into that, though, it would be great if both of you can give me just a quick intro about both of you. And then, of course, how everything started with Shopper Approved. So then we can lay down the foundation for the conversation we're going to have.
Sure. So my name's Scott Branley. I'm the CEO and founder of Shopper Approved. I started it, I had the idea for it back in 2008.
Good.
And we launched it in 2010. So it's been around for 14 years, which is forever for a software company.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got four kids. I try to golf. I don't know if you're a golfer, Vincenzo, but
I have tried just for the sake of an excuse to do networking, but I'm very bad there.
Yeah. So yeah. That's how I get my frustrations out when DJ drives me crazy. But
yeah. Which is often every day. Swinging the floor. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Very nice. What about you, Adrian? Tell us a little bit about you.
I've been in marketing, advertising, PR. For 35 years, I've owned a couple agencies. I've managed other agencies, both internal agencies and standalone. I've been in reputation management for many, many years. I started out working with J.D. Power and Associates in the automotive industry, as well as Toyota and Hyundai. So working with customer feedback, reputation management, reviews, awards, PR, and really learned the power of building that reputation and reviews and trust early on, starting in the 1990s.
Wow.
And just been working at it ever since. Actually was CMO of a national franchise that had a terrible online reputation and turned that around and increased leads, traffic, and sales significantly as a result of just improving the online reputation. So I've been really immersed in this space for decades. And then Scott and I met over pizza and
what a better way to meet each other. Cool. I love that. So, I mean, I will say reputation is something that is so difficult to build, but so easy to destroy. That's the catch. Mm-hmm. Like you could be spending years and years on building reputation, but you do one simple mistake, and since people forget about all the amazing things you have done for them or brought to them in terms of a solution. And that's why it's so tough to keep the consistency. We see brands that, you know, they were having a good proven track record of putting things into market, but then one bad PR release or something in the news, and then it's tough to recover. So I guess we can start with the definition of reputation, because I feel it goes beyond ratings. It's more than that. It's about the perception that people have about your logo or your name when they see you around, and what is the first thing that comes to their mind, right? So I guess let's start with that. Like, how would you define reputation when it comes for a brand? Like, what are some of those key elements that conform reputation for a brand? Yeah.
Well, I'd just like to start with your reputation really is what other people say about you.
Yeah.
Right. You can say whatever you want, but what people believe is what other people say about you, your customers, your employees, the media, the trade publications. So you can do a lot to help facilitate a positive online reputation. But if other people aren't saying good things about you in the public forums, review sites, communities, etc., then your reputation really doesn't amount to much. So it really starts with, you know, what the market says.
Yeah, super important, because I will say beyond that, it's not only about what people say, but it's something that I've seen happening a lot to brands that we manage, is that once people start talking about a specific thing around your brand, even if you didn't manage to turn things around, which most brands do, once you lose that initial trust, and this even happened not only in business, even with person-to-person relationships, it's so tough. It's like you get a piece of paper, you ruin the paper, and then you try to pull it back again to be the normal shape again. It's never the same. So that's why I feel sellers, when it comes to not only Amazon, that's one of the main focus, but even Shopify, for example, or Walmart, it's been a big struggle. I'm talking about Walmart. It's very interesting because we're having this big shift now in terms of some Amazon sellers jumping to Walmart, because we see that Amazon is getting very competitive. So people are looking for different avenues now to diversify their revenue. And I know before going live, Scott, you were mentioning actually that you guys can help to make that jump to platforms such as Walmart much easier, because let's be honest, if you're jumping to Walmart and as Duane is saying, you don't have the reputation, you're going to struggle. But I know you guys have a solution to mitigate that. So tell us a little bit about that, so people is aware that this even exists. Most people don't know you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So because we've been around so long, one of the strategies that we've tried to adapt or to create in our company is to actually find places where we can send our clients reviews to. Mm-hmm. And so we've partnered with Google. Nice. We partnered with Bing, and we partnered with Walmart. And so what that allows us to do is get the most we possibly can out of every review that we collect for our clients. And so we can collect one review and we can send that review to multiple strategic locations online. But one of those locations is Walmart. So whenever we collect a product review from one of our clients, we can actually send that directly to Walmart. And so they can leverage it not only on their website, not only in Google in multiple areas and Bing, but also in Walmart. So you get like this amplification of effort, right? We often refer to it, if a lot of review platforms out there don't have the syndication channels to leverage your reviews properly. And so what we call that being on an island. Right. So what we're really good at is getting the most value for every review we collect and getting it out to strategic locations like Walmart.com.
Yeah. I would say first of all, the fact that Walmart allows that, I think that's mind blowing, because on Amazon that's never been the case. And I feel the reason why it's so powerful is because a lot of D2C brands, and I see this all the time, they have hundreds of reviews sitting in their website, and sometimes they don't know how to repurpose this. And what you say, Scott, is so true. Like, reviews. There are so many ways that you can leverage that single review into a piece of content, moving to another marketplace and things along those lines. But beyond that, I feel what really happens with reviews is that people don't develop a system to basically get the most out of the interaction they have with a consumer. What do I mean by this? Like, there are so many ways, and maybe you guys can now help me out and give me an insight about how to do it properly. It's like a consumer comes to your website, they make a purchase, but then there is no follow-up to offer some kind of, okay, what if you give us a video review and we can give you a discount on your next purchase? Or maybe if you share your feedback into a Trustpilot, we can put you into our VIP or close groups, things along those lines that make the consumer feel like they become an ambassador, and the feedback is really valuable. So I really want to tap into that, because of course moving reviews to Walmart and everything reputation is super important, but if the essence, which is the spark of reputation, is not there, which is finding these reviews, people is going to struggle. So tell us, both of you, if you don't mind, like, what are some of the insights you give to your clients and throughout your solutions to create that momentum that reviews start to become come naturally, essentially, to your brand, to create a reputation? Yeah.
Well, for one thing, Vincenzo, I want to start with the fact that we say trust is king, and that's one of the reasons we wrote the book Reputation King, because mm-hmm. you mentioned content. Right. Mm. Reviews are content. They're user generated content, or UGC. Mm. And they're really the most powerful and persuasive content, because it comes from the voice of the market. And so the idea is, we've created this hub and spoke model whereby we can collect reviews, video reviews. You mentioned video. Yep. We can collect product reviews and seller ratings. The seller ratings are about the website or the merchant. Nice. And those, of course, go to your Google Ads. And then the product reviews go to your Google Shopping. As well as in your website. And then the video reviews go to YouTube. You can also send those to social media. You can put those in your website, et cetera. But this hub and spoke concept that Scott was alluding to earlier is, it allows us to become the collection point for all of your reviews, and then send those reviews not only to Walmart, but to other third-party review platforms. You mentioned Trustpilot.
Exactly.
There's also Better Business Bureau. There's Reviews.io, there's SiteJabber, there's many, many, many what we call open review platforms, which allows us to send reviews to these other review platforms on behalf of our clients to create what we call a search domination strategy.
Exactly.
So when the customer does a search for abc.com reviews, which is a very common search for most companies, because they want to look at the reviews for the brand or the seller, but also for the products. So if that brand or website doesn't come up on page one with positive reviews on multiple review sites or platforms, then people are going to wonder about the credibility and the trustworthiness of that brand. So we create this search domination strategy by sending reviews to multiple review platforms, as well as Google and Bing, as well as obviously the client's website. So yeah. When they do that search, abc.com reviews, they'll see multiple search results. We also like to say that conversion starts at search. People exactly. get pre-converted or persuaded based on the positive search results they see in the paid and organic results. And so they come to the website with a more positive, open-minded perspective, because what they saw was a lot of social proof, a mm-hmm. lot of UGC or user-generated content on multiple platforms, multiple sites. And therefore, it's now up to you, the merchant, the website,
to kind of
screw it up, because yeah. they've already come with a positive mentality, right?
Yeah, I think what you said there is so true. And it happens to me all the time. Sometimes it could be a product or a service, and the first thing I do is put the name of that brand on Google, and if the results I get on Google is maybe some negative PR or some negative reviews, that completely removes my trust to move to a next stage, which is maybe booking a call with you or trying the product. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Like sometimes I see this brand that have this huge campaign getting reviews from all different platforms and locations and so on, but they don't have proper reputation management, which I saw that's something that you guys also specialize on, because what's the point of having this huge influx of reviews and resources from multiple places if then it's not funneled into creating that pretty face that any brand should have in terms of how they visualize your brand when they search for you, right?
That's right. And think about the impact and the cognitive dissonance that would happen if you do that search and you see a 2-star average on one site and a 1.9 on another and a 4.3 on another. Which of those three are you going to be, you know, persuaded by? Probably, and our research has shown that 67% of people are persuaded by the 2 negative versus the 1 positive. So it's very important. You mentioned reputation management, and that's another reason we wrote the book, is really to explain to the website owner how to truly manage your reputation online, not only on your website, but throughout the web. Because if you can do that, you can create not only the search domination strategy, but you create true reputation management, which means you're going to show up with a high average star rating and lots of reviews on multiple sites, not just one. Because that's what the consumer is looking for. They're looking for what we call the trifecta. They can look at multiple sites and say, okay, you know, what's the average here? Does the average look good? Yep. Okay. I'm in. But if you see several sites with very poor average star ratings, you're going to really doubt and question, again, the credibility, the trustworthiness of that site. And so you can't just rely on one site. You have to really look at a true reputation management, cohesive, integrated strategy across the web.
And I think at the same time, reviews, of course, we are all super happy when we get those perfect reviews and people talking amazing things about ourselves. But I feel at the same time, when you get these negative reviews of people that complain, it's also a way for you to, you know, become better, get feedback from your audience, and basically funnel this feedback into your processes in the form of content, in the form of SAP systems and all of that. So what I'm trying to say here is, because I'm sure a lot of people here and watching this, they're going to say, oh, I really want to now start fixing my reputation, but I just feel like there are so many red flags already spread around my brand, things that I don't really see a way of escape out of this, but I'm sure that is. So tell us a little bit about when you are in that situation that unfortunately you waited too much to mitigate your reputation, what is the first action you should do to start creating that momentum into gearing your brand again into the road of getting the reputation back, essentially?
That's a great question, Vincenzo, because in reality, people are afraid of 1-star reviews, but those are the most powerful and the most influential reviews that you can actually get if you know how to reply. If you know how to reply properly to those 1-star reviews, and if you reply to, you should actually reply to every 1-star review. Because what happens as people, we want to see what's the worst thing that could happen if I buy from this company, right? And so what we do is we actually go and look for 1-star reviews so that we can see how the company helped those people. And a lot of times we can turn those 1-star reviews into what we call a net positive review. Exactly. So if you answer or reply to that 1-star review publicly, and you reply in a way that shows that you truly care about the customer, right? And you try to make it right, and it's genuine and sincere, then the consumers that are reading those 1-star reviews they know if it's just a cookie cutter response, or if you actually took a minute or two to actually care about that customer, right? And so what happens is when you see that a company has actually taken time to personally reply to everyone that has a problem, and even if they don't fully resolve it, if they just took the time and you can see that they're genuine, that is more powerful and has more influence on their decision to buy than 100 5-star reviews. And so 1-stars are actually one of your biggest assets that you can leverage to make more money and make more sales.
Yeah. In fact, I will say when sometimes I come across brands or services that have only 5-star reviews, that's actually also sometimes a red flag. It's like, it's impossible. You never done a mistake. We all do mistakes, and sometimes something goes wrong. I feel sometimes, the 1-stars, and I have done that the same. Sometimes I have got a 1-star on a product, and actually that's an opportunity to showcase how my customer service will treat you in the worst scenario and showcase that we are really willing to put ourselves out there to figure out a solution for you, even if your review was very nasty and you were really treating us on a bad way or disrespectful. We're still going to come back to you on the right way. We're going to keep ourselves accountable and still put a solution for one. And I think people, when they see that, it's like, oh, actually, you know, they're really making their best. And if things go sideways, they're going to be there for me. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, the perfect sweet spot for reviews, an average review score is 4.1 to 4.7. As you said earlier, Vincenzo, you don't really believe a company that has a perfect 5-star rating, right? And statistically, people don't. Yeah. And so they just assume that you're deleting or burying or manipulating reviews in some fashion. And we write about this in the book. There's a lot of research that shows really what the consumer is looking for. And as Scott said earlier, and you've verified that you'll actually look for the critical or the lower star reviews to see A, how bad things are, and B, how the company responded. Because we all want a transparent company. We want a responsive company. And the worst thing you can do is ignore a negative review, whether it be a 3-star or a 2 or a 1. If you ignore that review, then it tells the market that you just don't care. And really what people want to know is, are you accessible? Do you respond? Do you respond timely? Do you care about your customers? Do you try to fix the issues that are invariably going to happen? Products are going to arrive broken. It might be the wrong product. It might be late. The packaging might be, you know, destroyed. Whatever the case may be, that's going to create that negative review. Accidents happen. You can't control all the product quality. You can't control all the shipping, the warehouse, distribution systems. You just can't control everything. Yeah. And so people just want to know, hey, are you taking care of the issues and listening? And if they see that you are, then they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And that's really, really important.
Yeah. I've got a funny story, Vincenzo. So we obviously we collect reviews.
Yeah.
Right. Even though we're a review platform, we still, our reputation is important online too, right?
Of course.
And so we one of the places we try to collect reviews is Google Business. Well, for a long time, we had a 5-star rating. And I was so excited the day we got a 1-star because it lowered it to 4.9.
Yeah.
And it was just funny. Like, I was like, that was like one of the best days. I'm like,
yes, you did me a favor. I know it happens a lot. Like, it's true. Like, and we see even that in marketplaces, like sometimes pros that have a 4.5, 4.7 behave better than pros that have close to perfection, because it's something psychologically that, you know, because we're all humans and we know we make mistakes. There's no such a thing as perfection. And sometimes when you see that there is that lack of perfection, you understand, okay, there's some mistakes here and there, but still they're trying their best as a brand to bring the best solution forward. Now, when we talk about social proof, we always talk about, you know, reviews and feedback, but I feel sometimes can go beyond that. It could be in the shape of certification. It can be in the shape of badges, things along those lines. And I saw that's something that you guys also focus on in terms of helping companies increase sales. So tell us a little bit about how social evidence can go beyond reviews and actually be something else, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great point. People do look for what we call trust badges or trust seals. And those are awards, certificates, badges, seals, memberships, anything that shows that you are a top-notch company, you're constantly striving to be the best, you're striving to be a leader, you're striving to, you know, be worthy of those accolades and that recognition by your peers, the industry, the marketplace, the business community, et cetera. And also just being involved in things like, you know, the Chamber of Commerce or, you know, being listed on the Better Business Bureau, so that you do show that you're part of the community. You're not hiding behind a website, and you're involved, you're engaged, you're a thought leader, you're an industry leader, and you're always trying to bring your best A game to the table and then displaying that. People love trophies and awards and certificates and anything you can do to earn that and then display that, particularly on your About Us page and tastefully on your homepage, because you know that's where people are going to make very quick decisions these days. You know, you mentioned TikTok earlier, and you know, people make decisions in milliseconds.
Yeah.
And if you don't have adequate social proof on your homepage, people may make that decision to leave and find somebody that displays more trust and credibility right up front.
Awesome. Now, to start everything to a conclusion point, I know that's what all the book Reputation King is about, right? In terms of, you know, bringing all these points together, really laying down a foundation in terms of how you go from 0 to 100 into building the reputation. So tell us a little bit about what is the book in more depth, if you can, just so people have a little more detail, and what they can expect out of this book that you guys have created to lay down the blueprint to improve reputation. Yeah.
So one of the reasons we wrote the book is because we just have so much knowledge about online reputation management. I mean, like I said, Shopper Approved has been around for 14 years.
Yeah.
And it's one of the oldest.
You have seen everything. You have seen everything.
Right. Exactly. Right. So we've helped, you know, thousands of websites collect over 150 million reviews. I mean, you learn a lot, you know, from that experience. Yeah. And then for us to help our clients be successful, like I mentioned earlier, we try to get as much value as we possibly can out of every review that we help them collect, right? And so there's a lot of strategy involved in reputation management, especially online. And so we just knew like it was time to write a book about it and get everything that we know out of our brains and put it on paper so that we can actually help as many people as possible to be successful. I mean, even if people choose not to work with us, we still have a lot that we can give and a lot of information that we can share. So why not do that? Right?
Yeah.
Why not try to make the world a better place?
Yeah. I feel at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, why you live once you're not here anymore, the legacy. And I feel, you know, the fact that you guys are sharing all your wisdom with so many businesses is going to add a ton of value, because I can tell you, like, reputation is something, a topic that people know is out there, but it has so many technicalities in the back end that it can take a lot of time and resources if you really starting from scratch with nothing like at your disposal to educate yourself. And I think having a book like Reputation King is actually going to make sure that you can be the next king when it comes to reputation.
That's right. Yep.
So, it's been a pleasure, guys. Like, we've been having this amazing conversation. I know we are just scratching the surface because this goes so much deeper. I just want to use the last couple of minutes so you tell us a little bit more about what Shopper Approved can do for so many e-commerce sellers out there. And then to conclude with how people can get basically in touch with you guys and take the book as well. Yeah,
Shopper Approved, shopperapproved.com. You can go there and learn about our many, many tools, resources. We have a very extensive blog, reputationking.com, where you can go and download the free audio and digital copy of the book. You can also purchase the book. If you're in the United States, we send the book out with shipping and everything for $19.97. If you're in another country, it's on Amazon. It's in Amazon in UK and England, Europe. So you can get it on Amazon. You can get it at reputationking.com. But Shopper Approved, to answer your question, really, we are a full reputation management company. We collect seller ratings for Google and Bing, product reviews for Google and Bing, video reviews. We also syndicate or facilitate our clients sending reviews to social media channels, Facebook, Meta, etc. Of course, we talked earlier about also distributing reviews to other review platforms, as well as Walmart. So we really are a turnkey integrated platform that allows you to collect, share, distribute, and syndicate your reviews across the web for maximum exposure in paid and organic. And that's another reason we wanted to write the book, is because we're not like most review platforms where they just collect reviews and they sit on your site and that's it. We really have a very, very comprehensive strategy and tool set that allows you to do so much more. And one thing we didn't mention is that we have a search optimized AI driven Q&A tool that does a phenomenal job of optimizing your long tail, high purchase intent, low funnel product and category and brand questions and answers, which are automatically optimized for search. Awesome. And they typically show up in the featured snippets. And that's part of our, you know, search domination strategy. So not only are you building trust through the multitude of reviews, seller product and video, but you're also building trust by answering the questions that people have about your products, your categories, your brands, and your competitors, and showing up in the top of the search results, as well as a searchable Q&A widget on the product page itself. Because one of the things people lose trust in is when you don't answer the questions. Exactly. And that's one of the reasons people bounce. And that's one of the reasons there's such high abandonment rate, is because you haven't fully addressed the questions people have about the product. Is it waterproof? Will it float? Will it fit with this? Exactly. Does it do this? Yeah. Does it do that? And if you don't make that easy, and just a customer, you know, chat bot isn't enough, because most people don't even like those, you know, they want to do it on their own. And so if you can make that easy and instant and, you know, relevant, both in search and on the site, then you're going to drive more conversions. And one thing we didn't talk about is, you know, some of the phenomenal success we've seen in driving, you know, 200-400% increase in conversion rates as a result of these suites of tools, as well as multiples in driving traffic, 400% up to 4,000% increase in traffic because of these tools. So that's what we do. We help drive traffic and conversions, and we call that, you know, creating compound growth. And we map all that out in the book, Reputation King.
Love it. So been a pleasure.
We could talk for hours, Vincenzo.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's the beauty of it. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to make sure for everybody watching and hearing this episode, you're going to find all the information in the notes. And yes, have a look at Shopper Approved so you can, you know, improve the reputation, and also check out the book. I'm sure you're going to learn a lot of things. Maybe, you know, become also a kink when it comes to that. So guys, thank you so much and see you in the next one. Yeah.
Bye. Thanks, Vincenzo.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.